Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dustin jammed me up there and took my words out of context like the Slippery Wizard himself. And thankfully, Zach saw right through it and gave a very earnest and wonderful answer on the first 2 weeks of the season there. And I don't think it's just I'll build on what Zach was saying. If we're using it to talk about the offense, I think the first 5 weeks of the tune-up. I think September plus that Washington matchup at the beginning of the season. Like and listen, Dallas and Jacksonville should be the tougher of those five games, but. Yeah, like, we should be able to look at all this and say, after five games, you better damn well know what that offense is and who they are, right?
I would say so, Nick. I think if Deshaun gets through those first five games healthy, yeah, the Browns could be 4-1. 3-2.
Just gonna go down the different record. They could be 2-3.
I'm just looking for some reaction out of you.
They could be 1-4. They could be 0-5. I think we've covered.
Yeah.
Oh, they could.
What about 1-4?
They could be 1-0.
They could tie. You could have a tie.
They could go 4-1-0. No, 4-0-1. Damn it! I'm losing my smartassness. I'm not winning this one. By the way, why did the cold shower thing make it awkward? Was that on me?
It's a fair question.
Because I wanted to report to you guys that I. You know, in the interest of, what Keith's already...
You could just say, at the end of the interview, when you asked him, you could just say, I have thoughts on that. Instead, you did kind of make it like, I'm going to use this in some capacity. Like,
okay, yeah, it did sound
kind of kinky. Only one conversation there. Do you like cold showers or not?
Yeah. So I took my first cold shower today.
What's really funny about that is that this morning I took a cold shower.
Nice. Nice. How'd it feel?
It's great. I do it all the time. So what I do is I go to our club and I call it the executive workout. I get a steam in for like 20 minutes. And then I immediately get out and jump in a cold shower.
So,
and it just feels so refreshing.
So what's interesting is I went through probably the longest walk that I've gone through since I started walking about 6 or 7 weeks ago. And so I was like the surface of the sun. I was just super heated. And I was like, you know what? That one, I could use a cool down anyways. But the other thing is, the scientific proof behind cold showers or cold therapy is that, 2 to 3 minutes in a cold shower gives you like a 6 to 8 hour kick of dopamine that is more significant than if you took a bump. Like, so I was like, all right, let's get that good vibes going there. I got to tell you though, the first 30 seconds of the cold shower were the longest 30 seconds of my life. Does that happen every time, by the way? Or is that just the first time?
Keith is a big cold shower guy.
I mean, the first like 5 or 10 seconds. 30 seems a bit long. I mean, I think your body gets used to it after 10 seconds.
I was going through Lamaze breathing for the first. I was trying to count slowly so and accurately, but it was both the longest 30 seconds of my life and the quickest counting I've ever done in my life.
I mean, take a couple deep breaths, and by that point, you should be fairly used to it.
In fairness, that is what I... So I jumped in, and I was so shocked by how cold it was that I, like, stopped... Like, I stopped myself breathing. Like, I held my breath. I think you are right. I do think that exacerbated the issue. But I can't tell you.
You're a big exacerbator.
People have said that about Nikki Dubs. That man exacerbates things almost too much, some might say. But... I gotta tell you, I think I'm in. I kind of dug it, and I was a much nicer person to everyone after I got out of that bad boy. Like I'm still kind of in the vibe zone from it. I get it. I kind of wish we had one here, so like halfway through the show, just dip in for like 3 or 4 minutes. Like if you really get me pissed off, I can just go. Guys, I gotta take a cool shower, cover the next segment. I need to go get my dopamine fix on.
You know, I'm thinking about buying one of those actual plunges. Like when I played ball, we would get in the cold tub every day. Mm-hmm. We would do contrast baths. We would do cold plunges right after practice. You know, it's so funny to see people doing it now. Like it's a mainstream thing when any athlete has been doing this forever where you get in the cold tub because it works.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about getting one, dude, for like put it on my deck, keep it outside.
You already have the like mini steam room, right?
Yeah, I don't use it as much as I thought I would, especially now that our club got the steam room up and running.
Yeah.
I bought it because it was always broken.
Yeah.
But they got it fixed now.
You can always give it to me.
Oh, there we go. Gardos.
You can always give it to me.
My steam room thing?
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Oh, I was just joking, but hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a good chance I'll give it to you.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, nothing committal, right?
It's not like
I want you
that
think
expensive,
it.
Dude. A lot of those ones cost like thousands of dollars. This is like $300.
No, I know, but
it gets the job done.
But if I can get...
Oh, I don't know if you fit in there.
It's actually fair. Like, you jam me up, but it's also fair. I'm more worried about the height than the width.
I didn't mean you to catch a stray there.
Yes, you did. I think you did. Like, that's exactly what you meant.
No, I didn't mean to do it, but after I said it, it felt good.
Yeah, no, it felt right.
It did.
And I didn't take it personally.
But, dude, you got to see, like, there's a mini little chair in there. Half your ass cheek's not even going
to
fit in
there. No. I think I would have to get a different chair for in there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You would fit in there.
Yeah.
But the chair, like, dude, you need like a bigger chair.
I've seen those chairs.
They're like a chair that is made for a second grader.
A toddler? Yeah.
Or a toddler, yeah. I mean, like, is toddler second grader? Like, sure.
No, a toddler's a very small
How
child.
How young? Like 5 years old?
Like Less. A year. They toddle when they walk.
When do they become a child?
Well, they're always a child.
7 a.m.?
They're always a child. But my point is...
Unintentionally.
So the I think that was quite intentional. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
I got to say, I think the reason I haven't bought my own yet is actually probably the chair. The little chair they give you, I mean... It's like, have you ever gone to your kid's school and you have to use the restroom and you walk in, the urinals are like 1 foot off the floor and you're like, I can't make this work? That's the chair equivalent of that experience.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.